as everyone now knows, is that the National Democrats in Congress has put the nation into a federal government shutdown. Back about 11, 12 days ago, the House of Representatives on Republican leadership passed out a what they call a clean spending bill and a continuing resolution. What this means is we didn't add anything to it. This is everything that the Democrats had already voted for. And by refusing to vote for the bill over in the Senate, they've now forced a shutdown. And and certain things need to be pointed out right off the bat. You know, what the Democrats want, they want $1.5 trillion in additional spending right off the bat. And you don't do these kinds of things in a very short-term continuing resolution. What we want to do from now until November the 21st is to get all of our 12 appropriation bills across the line and signed into law. That's the way you're supposed to do this. You don't want to be doing continuing resolutions. You don't want to do these end-of-the-year Christmas trees they call omnibuses. But we really want to make sure we do it right because, again, this is how you get spending under control. But the Democrats are refusing to do that. And I think just to point out, what happens is with this $1.5 trillion, where are they going to get the money from? Well, the $50 billion we put out there for our rural hospitals to help them, that would be gone. They're also going after on what we did on Medicaid. We want to make sure that we got rid of the waste, fraud, and abuse in Medicaid and make sure it's there for who it's intended for: pregnant women, small children, the elderly, the disabled. We wanted to make sure that they're taken care of. But these are the things that would be wiped out along with a large portion of the making sure that Americans don't have a massive tax increase next year on April the 15th, because when we did our legislation earlier in the year, we made sure under the reconciliation bill, it means that you don't have to have 60 votes over in the Senate to move something, just a simple majority. But what we said there was this, is that we cannot have a $4.5 trillion tax increase hitting Americans. And a lot of Americans might say today, that, well, gee whiz, I didn't know anything about that. Well, you would sure know it next year when your taxes went up. Well, that's truly up to the Democrats because, you know, we've done our work in the House of Representatives, Republicans. You know, it's just about we did have a Democrat crossover and vote for our legislation. So it is, quote unquote, bipartisan. But, you know, the rest of all the Democrats voted no. Now over the Senate. Last night, we did have three Democrats vote for keeping the government open, our legislation. So I think that's a good sign. So hopefully over the next several days, we're going to start seeing some cracks out there on their side to try to get this thing open. Hopefully it's not prolonged because by the middle of next month, our military is not going to get paid anymore. And, you know, we have a lot of service men and women out there, especially with families. Where's the money going to come to take care of them? And, you know, I was just on a call with the Director of Office of Management and Budget, and, you know, kind of going over things, you know, like Social Security checks are going to go out. Medicare is going to go out. VA benefits are going to go out. But at the same time, you're going to start seeing a scaling back at these departments, other departments in the federal government, and some of them are going to be closed. So my office is going to be open. So if people have problems, please contact my office because I consider my staff essential. So they're going to show up to work. But, and I also sent a letter in to have my pay withheld during this shutdown because I don't think it's right that members of Congress would receive a paycheck if federal employees aren't going to get paid. Now, they're going to get paid after the fact, after the furloughs are done. But, you know, a lot of people need the money right now. When the Democrats are talking about the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare and the subsidies, number one, members of Congress are covered underneath them. We don't get we don't get the subsidy like someone that's at 100% of poverty level or in some of these other levels. But we have to go to the exchanges to get our coverage. But I think it's important to point out that what does it really mean out there? Well, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal this morning that said that if the subsidies, and these subsidies came about, these health care subsidies came about, what the Democrats are talking about during COVID. And so we have the Democrats voted, and not one Republican supported this. Just to tell you this. And they said, well, it's just going to be temporary through 2025. And the reason they made it shorter, because it cost so much money that they were trying to hide their numbers. And so this is all catching up to them now. But it comes down to this. If you're at 100% of the poverty level right now and you're receiving an enhanced subsidy right now, it factor out to be about $3.45 a week. Or and I don't drink coffee, but I had to check this. So it's less than a cup of coffee, like at Starbucks, per week. So, the Democrats are out there fanning flames right now, but I think it's important for people to know what those facts really are.